the Mr. Transmission Aurelia Jr. B. Kings hit the road this past weekend to start their Ontario Lacrosse Association first-round playoff series with the Nepean Knights. The Kings came up short in both outings, but the second game was a significant improvement over Game 1, which is promising as the Kings return home to friendly territory on Friday night to host the third game in the series. On Saturday night, the Kings held their own in the first period and went into the dressing room down 4-1 against the defending Founders Cup champs. Carson Thayer put the Kings on the board after taking a pass from Gabe Neely and Jake Curran. Penalty trouble cost the Kings dearly in the second period, and the Knights' fast break made them pay as the home side outscored the Kings get 8-1 in the frame. Neely found the net on a pass from Sam Neely to account for the Kings' only offense in the period. After learning from their mistakes in the second, the Kings came out flying and battled hard in the third. Unfortunately, the Kings were only able to beat the Nepean goaltender once in the third period, on another goal by Gabe Neely, from Thayer and Jack Marwick. In a game that saw the Knights go on the power play 5 times, they notched a pair of goals with the extra man and also picked up a shorthanded marker. Quinton Greenfield suffered the loss between the pipes, however he played an outstanding game in the 13-3 win for the home side. On Sunday afternoon, the Kings hit the floor with a new game plan and a renewed sense of optimism. After a hard-fought first period, the Kings found themselves knotted 0-0 with the defending Canadian champions. Unfortunately, a 5-minute major to end the first left them shorthanded to start the second, and the Kings were down 2-0 by the time the penalty was over. After a few more trips to the penalty box, the Kings were down 6-0 at the end of the second. The Kings and Nepean each scored goals in the third. For Aurelia, it was Bryson Murray from Sam Neely in the 7-1 setback. Murray was named the Dapper Depot player of the game. Kings head coach Jim Meredith said the Kings need to stay out of the penalty box, but, overall, thought the team played well on the road against the top team in the country. "We played 6 periods of lacrosse and stayed pretty well even with them for 4 of them, Meredith said. "We are still young, and the mistakes we made, they took full advantage of. They are a very patient and methodical team. They just chip away at you. You are playing well, but halfway through a game you find yourself down by 4 and start chasing them, which leads to more mistakes," explained the coach. "In the end, you have to look at now and before. Are we a better team than we were at this point last year? That would be a big yes." The Kings will look to turn things around Friday night in Game 3, which starts at 8 p.m. at Rotary Place. It's Aurelia Minor Lacrosse Night, which means admission to the game is free for everyone wearing red or white. Fans are asked to bring a non-perishable food item or make a cash donation at the game to Mariposa Hospice House. A fourth game, if necessary, is slated for 2 p.m. Saturday, with a fifth and deciding game also in Aurelia, Sunday at 2 p.m. Quails Brewery is hosting the Booster Club Friday night.